Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our long-haul, over-the-road truck drivers, men and women out there getting it done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us from California, where it's probably 120 degrees in the shade, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Yay!
Yeah, there we are.
Yay! Well, I'll tell you what, Kyle, they're all out there tonight. Of course, it's their late night to get an extra hour at the bar, but they're sitting outside. There's a bunch of them sitting outside. Because it's 85 degrees down here right now.
Wow. Well, that is something. Yeah, so they can sit outside. That's
good.
Yeah,
they're out there. They got the little umbrellas up here. There's been some music playing. I walked outside a couple times to see if it was live or recorded. It's recorded. They got a DJ. So there you go. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And for that one person that doesn't like us saying the Pledge of Allegiance, take that. Take that, because we're going to do it, and I don't care if he likes it or not. How's that?
Yeah, and he can say it with us any time, by the way.
Yep, that's right.
Welcome to. We invite you to.
Yep, turn the dial. I don't care. All right, well, I got to start out with this tropical cyclone advisory number 3. Now, this is a storm. Or it's not a storm yet, but it's got the characteristics in terms of statistics of being a tropical storm. It just doesn't have the organization. So what we've got going on right now is a tropical cyclone number 3, not yet developed into a tropical storm, and it's got heavy rainfall, tropical storm force winds continuing to spread across the northern Gulf region here, not only affecting Louisiana, but also Mississippi and Alabama and the panhandle of Florida, inwards to about Milton, Florida. Now, the current position of the storm had it about 40 miles south of Morgan City, Louisiana, when we came on the air, about 200 miles south-southwest of Mobile, Alabama, which appears to be the direction it's headed in right now. Maximum sustained winds were up to 45 miles an hour. Last night at this time it was 35. The storm has slowed down in the last several hours from 13 miles an hour to 10 miles an hour, and the central pressure has dropped from where it was down a couple of millibars, so it looks like it slowed down, trying to churn up a little bit, and we don't know what we're going to get exactly. But I do know, I can tell you that tropical storm warnings are in effect for areas east of Morgan City, Louisiana, all the way to the Okaloosa-Walton County, Florida line. Also Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Maurepas, and Metropolitan New Orleans, you are going to get socked with a bunch of rain. So for the folks, as I told them before, if you're in a low-lying area where it floods, you need to leave that area for your own safety. This is going to be a life-threatening flooding event.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, again, depending on how the storm continues to form, it may be a main storm at that point.
It's not going to get to anything main. It's going to be either a tropical storm officially or it's not, but it'll have the characteristics, the minimums of 40 miles an hour to be such.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And again, what we're seeing here on the maps and looking at the tracking cone and so forth, it's really very, very concerning, especially for our friends in New Orleans, as you're talking about.
Yep, and for our listeners that are listening to us in New Orleans, if you have anything you need to get out on the air over there or anywhere along the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, over to Milton, we have three affiliates in the area that I just mentioned. You can give us a call, and we'll get it out there for you. Now, Tucker Carlson came out with a claim some are calling preposterous about FBI agents almost certainly being in the crowd of the January 6th Capitol siege, stirring the pot and getting things going because they were there as people that were supposedly reporting on these different groups that were showing up so that the FBI could make a case against them.
Well, that's right. Yeah, Tucker Carlson did quite an extensive expose on this just recently. And one of the things they're talking about is in many of these documents, we're hearing about not only people who have been charged, for example, named people who have been charged, but other names like Person 1, Person 2, that are more than likely government agents, more than likely FBI agents, for example.
That's right.
And the real crux of the matter is whether or not some of these agents may have crossed the line from observing what people were talking about or planning and then foiling it, or helping to encourage or planning things. And this is a major accusation. This is why we need more information and we need to get to the bottom of it, because if that's true, this changes everything.
Yeah, hold that thought. And it is apparently true because the documents that are starting to come out, not mentioning the people by name, these apparently were the FBI insurgents that were put in there to stir things up and get things going. So, oh boy, here we go. All righty, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, professor of politics. And you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. I sure will in this portion of the program, the weekend edition of The Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. Now, as most of you know, I've been taking Relief Factor for a number of years. It's part of my integrated daily health plan that helps my body to keep inflammation in check and the swelling I have in my left foot and ankle. And it does a good job of that. Once in a while, I'll have a situation where I have to do something a little bit different, but that's not all that frequent that it happens. But because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation, and it even lowers or eliminates pain associated with the problems that I have by going straight to the source of the pain. Now, the best part of it is it's drug-free, 100% drug-free, and it is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So, if you're in pain, any kind of pain, and you want to get rid of it, and you want to try a drug-free product to see if it will work for you, you can try the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's all it costs, $19.95 3-week quick start. And you can get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll be able to get that product and see if it'll work for you. If it doesn't, you're only out $20. But I'll tell you what, tens of thousands of people have used it. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't run into somebody that walks up to me and says, hey, Captain, we got the Relief Factor because of you, because of this problem, that problem, and it's taking care of the problem, and thank you very much for telling us about it. Well, you're welcome very much. So, $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, this is going to be a busy weekend. There's a lot of things going on right now. The president is out and about doing some different things. I believe he's on a tour with Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, I've heard about that. You're right. He is doing that, and And then, of course, also we're coming up closer to these Trump rallies. I think one's going to be in Ohio, and then the next one will
July 3rd, Tampa, Florida, my backyard. We still don't have the particulars on it, but when we get it, I'll be telling everybody. And, yes, I'll be there.
That's right. And, you know, again, this is going to be very interesting to see how this really begins to play out, because whether or not he runs again for president, President Trump is going to be able to, I think, first of all, stir up the crowd and also be a real pain in the neck for the far-left Democrats and even a bunch of folks in the media, too. And to some degree, and I'll say this parenthetically, maybe they're hoping that President Trump is going to be out there in the news again, because it'll give them something to talk about more so than President Biden. So who knows? Maybe they think it's a good thing, ratings-wise. But President Trump is definitely going to be able to deliver the goods in terms of bringing into focus all these problems that are happening to our country now, just like he said they would.
Yep. Now, Chicago's got plenty of problems, and it seems that the far-left Chicago mayor, known as Lori Lightfoot, still says that she's doing all she can do and needs federal help to get the guns off the streets. Well, they're not doing all they can do. I've got friends that are police officers there, firefighters, and they tell me that they turn their back on a lot of stuff that goes on there, and that comes directly from the mayor's office.
Well, right, right. And then also at the same time, Captain, you've got this notion, again, trying to get the guns away, but in so many ways they're talking about law-abiding gun owners. The problem in Chicago is not law-abiding gun owners no. going crazy. This is about black market guns, people no. getting these guns not through traditional no. means.
Okay, well, we've got a law-abiding question asker on the phone that I'm going to go to. Okay, Mr. Law-abiding question asker, Bagab and Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. Did you see where some people in the media, I believe it was on Fox News, were saying that Biden ought to take a cognition test like they wanted Trump to do?
Yeah.
And Trump passed it 30-0.
Well, Trump did it because he had nothing to hide. And that's Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who's now a congressman from Texas, started that.
Yeah. Well, I've got a feeling that Biden has no chance of passing it. But anyway, that's what it is. And the second thing is, when are they going to – I'm sorry, there's like 50 of the SWAT team guys out in California.
No, Oregon. Portland, Oregon.
Oregon. 50 of them quit and just went back to being regular cops.
They did.
And I think pretty sooner or later, you're going to have a lot more cops quitting the force out in Oregon. All right, that's it, Captain.
Yeah, well, Kyle, he's absolutely right saying what he said.
Well, right, yeah, because, again, what's happening is that they saw one of their fellow officers, being accused of this and that excessive...
Well, of roughing up a reporter who was told to get out of a zone because they just declared a riot, and they were backing everybody out, and this reporter refused to go, and I would have done worse. I would have just grabbed the guy, thrown him to the ground, and dragged him away, but, you know, that's me.
well, but the thing is that these police officers, they rightly discern that, mm-hmm. you know, once they don't have the support mm-hmm. of the community or of the department or the city, I should say, then they don't want to be there.
All right, let's go back over to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is the wannabe mayor, possibly could run but hasn't decided yet.
Okay, go ahead, wannabe mayor.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Earlier on Larry Elder's show, he played a clip of this man. He was a black man, and he was at some kind of a meeting, and he was blasting critical race theory. He was telling the people that critical race theory amounts to nothing more than teaching kids to hate each other. It's very racist, even though they claim that it's trying to teach history. It's ironic because it's racist, right, because you're saying that one race is the oppressor and one is the oppressed. And then he said, you know, I think he said he had two different medical degrees. So he said, you know, how did I get those medical degrees? If the white man held me back, mm-hmm. how did I get them? And everybody was cheering and applauding him. So you know what, Kyle? I think the blacks are starting to realize that, hey, we've been sold a bill of goods. The Democrats are the ones that have been oppressing us for the last 4 to 5 decades, And I think you're starting to see a lot of black people wake up and say, you know what, this is BS, because it's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to hear your side of it. What do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Kyle, first of all, let me just say that the last couple of election cycles have proven that the blacks are no longer just buying and marching in lockstep with the Democrats.
Well, exactly right. In fact, nobody should march in lockstep with the Democrats. But
nope.
But certainly what's going on is you have a group of people who believe that it's better to essentially lie to another group of people to tell them how bad it is. They'll never amount to anything. It's somebody else's fault, this kind of thing. When in reality, Captain, the promise of America is exactly the opposite. And this is what this young man is talking about, that he was able to get these degrees. If I recall correctly, he said he came from a home. He didn't have a father in
right.
a home
yep.
and so forth. But yet, this is the American spirit. Is literally, you know, moving forward and taking the opportunities and making good on them. We should encourage people to do this as opposed to encouraging them
right.
to hate their neighbor.
And the ethics chief, the former ethics chief under President Barack Obama, says that the Biden administration is sending a big FU message with a string of family-related hires in government from the Biden direct family and the in-laws in the Biden family that are being hired for government positions, and he's just stacking the deck. And by the way, did you hear about his brother that got arrested?
No, his brother got arrested just recently.
Shoplifting.
Okay, well.
Shoplifting, well, of all things, shoplifting.
Yeah, well, didn't Hunter Biden make, like, a lot of money? He could probably send him some.
Well, he did send him money. He's got some of that $1 million that he got from China. He got some of that money, and he's made some pretty stupid investments on his part, but the guy got arrested for shoplifting.
Wow. Well, but on the administration side of it, you know, isn't this the continuation of the Obama administration anyway?
It's called nepotism. You don't
yeah.
have to add any more of Joe Biden's people in there.
Right.
Because you've got like the losers from, and I mean this the way I'm saying it, you've got the losers from the Obama administration, the second teamers, which would have been the people that had been working directly with Joe Biden, that are being appointed to all these positions. They can't handle what's going on. Just look at the Department of Homeland Security and Mr. Mayorkas down on the border. He was like a little lost sheep walking around down there.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition program. And we are on the weekend being heard on more stations. This is the program that started it all 41 years ago. All righty, Ron Edwards, take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is touting vaccination efforts. He said health workers have administered 300 million COVID-19 shots in his first 100 days in office. At the same time, vaccinations are on the decline, and the more contagious Delta variants are spreading in states with low vaccination rates.
The truth is that deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated. But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places, in the lower vaccination rate states.
60 House Democrats have wrote to Catholic bishops in the U.S. urging them to not deny communion to President Biden and other Catholic politicians who support a woman's right to choose abortion. The bishops' conference is voting to draft a document that would do just that. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you. That's my buddy Mark Walters, and this past Monday, I was a guest host on his Daily Defense show, and one of my guests was Kyle Warren, who's on the telephone line right now. And, of course, his big monster cast comes out Sunday night live from 8 to 11 p.m. all across the country on many of these same stations. Make sure you tune in. Hear all about it. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, is brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell, who will be coming to Tampa along with the president on July the 3rd. I look forward to meeting him, and I look forward to being able to interview him and bring him on the program so you folks can hear some of the pertinent things pertaining to Mr. Mike Lindell, which we all know he was given a raw deal when they tried to take his business out from underneath him by yanking him off Twitter and Facebook and all these other different places where he was running advertisements. But guess what? I approached him, and I told him, I says, I'd like to help you, whatever I can do. And he says, well, I'm going to make you one of my endorsers. And he did. I'm an endorser for them. How about that? It's only taken me, what, 5-6 years since I first heard about him. But anyway, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, and check out anything they've got there. And where it says promo code, enter your promo code here to get the reduced prices. All you got to do is enter the word captain. Now, the big deal right now is if you don't have a MyPillow pillow, these are the best pillows ever made, the best pillow I've ever had, for two reasons. Number one, they hold their shape at night. Number two, they don't warm up. You know, like sometimes you lay in a pillow and you wind up sweating and this, that, and the other. This pillow doesn't do that with me. So I love it. And it's the lowest price it's ever been right now. You save $40 on the pillow. So go to the website, mypillow.com. Enter the code, product code, a promo code rather, Captain, and there you go. Now, you can also call them if you have any questions at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's for MyPillow if you got any questions. And again, the promo code is simply Captain. And Kyle You like the MyPillow because?
Oh, I love the MyPillow. I've had one for years and sleep very, very well on it. And so, you know, then there's more than just the MyPillow. See,
yeah.
That's the great thing about the website. There's so many different great products there that you can choose from. And as the captain says, everybody, if you want the deep discounts and you want to save a lot of money, go to MyPillow.com, put in the promo code, Captain.
That's it. All right. Well, a new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports and the National Pulse finds that 44% of likely U.S. voters believe Joe Biden's trip to Europe was successful. But 22% rate it very successful, and then here's where the rubber meets the road and goes downhill. 40% don't think Biden's European trip was successful at all. 27% say it was not at all successful in any stretch of the imagination, and 15% just aren't sure. So when you add the numbers together, more people believe that Biden's trip was not successful than believe it was successful.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, there's just... you know, there's not a feeling out there across the country that this was somehow a major success, that there was any real progress made, that we're better off this week than we were last week because President Biden went to go see the G7 and then also go to see Putin. If anything, it's the real narrative of this whole meeting that came out was Biden losing his temper and then also saying to the Russian president, there are 16 things that you can't cyber attack us on. These are off limits, you know, and people see that as being very strange.
It's like a little kid saying, well, don't do this, because if you do, I'm going to do that. You might as well just tell them what they can go ahead and hit.
Well, sure, but, I mean, this is so much different than, say, Ronald Reagan going to talk to the Soviet premier, or George W. Bush, or even Bill Clinton going to talk to the Russian president, this kind of thing. It's just something is missing, and the American people absolutely are aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's undeniable that the border crisis is out of control, correct?
Sure, yeah.
And, of course, the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, according to the spokesman yesterday, Christina Pushaw, who's the press secretary to Governor Ron DeSantis, said that helping our fellow Americans in their moment of need is always the right thing to do. With the federal government unable or unwilling to enforce our laws and secure our border, Florida is ready to step up to do our part and help our friends out that have come to help us in the past with the storms we've had. Well, that's exactly what we're doing. More states are going to step up, too. And Texas is going to build that border wall come hell or high water.
Well, exactly right. Because, honestly, given the state of affairs that we have right now, not having a barrier... And, you know, people, especially on the left, they just go completely into orbit about the term of the use of the term wall. Well, there has to be a barrier of some sort, to keep especially, human traffickers, from just having such an inviting, you know, sort of border to come across. I mean, you know, Captain, for political reasons, the far left and the Democrat Party elite, they're more than happy to have all this illegal immigration. But I got to tell you, I wonder what's going on in their own conscience when they think about the very real things about human trafficking, the drug cartels that are bringing not only drugs but also putting people into literally indentured servitude. To bring them across the border.
Mm-hmm.
This is an unconscionable human disaster that's happening, and they just go along their merry way.
Now,
it's horrible.
Now, there was another interesting story that came through yesterday afternoon. The Georgia investigators' notes that have been released now through the Freedom of Information Act have revealed a massive election integrity problem in Atlanta and in particular Fulton County. Now, this was during the 2020 presidential and 2021 special elections, and apparently now we're hearing that there is a movement afoot that has support to do an audit of the Georgia election.
You know, Captain, it could become a cascade in different states.
13 states.
That's right, mm-hmm. And this is major, because what it will reveal is going to just be devastating to our system. People will begin to question its integrity, not because, you know, there's something wrong with our democracy, but are people manipulating it and how they did it and how the media, some in the media, not all the media, some in the media, help to buttress all this and create that narrative, it's going to make people very, very angry. And they're going to make that anger felt at the ballot box.
Now, MSNBC's Nicole Wallace, who's the used-to-be Republican and still claims to be a middle-of-the-road Republican a la Morning Joe, has had a very big problem over there at MSNBC, along with, I might add, Morning Joe. Their ratings are imploding on them.
Well, that's right. And basically, from what I understand, Nicole Wallace, you know, she pretty much based her show around the idea of talking about Donald Trump every day.
Yeah.
And that just hasn't translated into a Biden era at all.
And the big free fall, the biggest of all, is little old fat boy, CNN's Brian Stetler, who has lost 72% of his viewers just this year alone in 2021. And I'm going to go ahead and report something. Maybe you might have. Well, let's see. What did we have happen to us this week with our numbers?
Well, Captain, as you let me know earlier, and this is really something, folks, by all the different sources, the Captain's America Third Watch was able to garner some 2.4 million listeners.
Two nights ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And I got to tell you, Captain, I know, I mean, you're excited, I'm excited, we're all excited, and just thankful to the listeners. They're the ones that are making this happen.
And again, it's not me, it's not you, it's not anybody that contributes to this show. It's we, the people, it's our message.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're proud to be part of it, and we're proud to bring it to you.
And also, when you talk about Brian Stetler, the podcast behemoth, Joe Rogan, crushed the mainstream news media during his podcast show and took particular aim at CNN's Brian Stetler. Now, at the time, Rogan was speaking with a progressive commentator by the name of Kyle Kulinski when he went on his tirade, and he destroyed Kulinski, too.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and Rogan was talking about it. And Rogan, Joe Rogan, he can shoot from the hip, and he's very clever. Clever guy and pretty plain spoken, but he's talking about how, you know, maybe Stetler, if he based a show on some his personality, if he had his own podcast, maybe more of him would come through. But yeah, he really took him to task. He was not kind at all to CNN or Stetler.
Yeah, and Didi's chiming in the chat room talking about Governor Abbott, who's saying that he would solicit public donations to help build the wall. There's going to be a lawsuit against Texas for taking that $1 billion and setting it aside to build the wall, using Texas funds to do something the federal government said they were going to do. So I guess he's going to try to include everybody that wants to help the situation out to contribute money if that's what they want. And, of course, it's happened before with the other people that have built private sections of the wall, correct?
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected. Especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are, and this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the pilot or Flying J nearest you. Now, the deal is, okay, you listen to the radio show, you're going down the radio, you pull up on a pilot or Flying J, you go inside and say, hey, I was just listening to your ad on the Captain's America Third Watch, and he said if I pulled in here and got me a free cup of coffee, I could get me a free cup of coffee. Well, that's true. But if you got any doubts or debates about whether or not you can do it, buy some fuel, because that always gets you a cup of coffee at the Pilot or Flying J. Because somebody the other night said they stopped in there and they didn't get a free cup of coffee. They had to pay for it, wherever they were at, for whatever reason. But obviously the manager there didn't understand what was going on. I'm sure they do now, though. So anyway, Pilot and Flying J brings you this portion of the program. Man, I'm going to tell you something. This is the most requested song for tonight. We played it earlier this week, and they wanted to hear it again. And here it goes.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
John Wayne left in this town, and I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up in that Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Tell you what, Kyle, is there any wonder why that was the most requested song for tonight?
I know why. I mean, that's a good one, back from 2004.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, and those guys, Big and Rich, they got it going. All right, well, let's see. Here we go. Got to get it going here. The potential tropical cyclone, which is still known as Tropical Cyclone Number 3, they haven't yet given it the name that it could have, is coming ashore as we speak. It'll be ashore probably in an hour or so before the radio show's over. It's approaching the northern Gulf Coast here. And, of course, the areas that are going to be really involved in this. Now, we've got tornado warnings up now, Kyle, across parts of the Panhandle, Pensacola, over towards Milton, over towards where Frank lives in Navarre, Mobile, over west in Alabama, tornado warnings up right now. We've got to have flood warnings, flood watches, wind high wind warnings, surge warnings in Mobile Bay, all kinds of things going. But that's what we've got over here, plus some bad weather up in the middle part of the United States we'll talk about. But out west, you guys are just burning up out there.
That's exactly right, Captain. Death Valley, California, actually broke its record high on Thursday at 128 degrees. That's how hot it is out in Death Valley. On that particular day, the last record was 122 degrees back in 1917. So you really get the idea just how much heat the West is experiencing right now. But even as far north as Montana, we've got what is being described as a fire weather warning, but really it's very low humidity, gusty winds. So if you're traveling up on U.S. Highway 2 or I-94 heading towards North Dakota, for example, you've got this to contend with. It's now starting to stretch down as you go down through Wyoming. And if you're heading down I-25, you're going to be encountering this as you head through Casper and on down towards Cheyenne. In western Colorado, same heat warnings and so forth, Grand Junction, I-70, all over Utah, I-15, of course. We've got fire weather warnings there. Las Vegas, Nevada, of course. Right now, at this moment, the report is it's 101 degrees in Las Vegas. Tomorrow on the Las Vegas Strip, it'll be 111, according to the forecast, but expect that it's actually going to be a little bit more than that. These temperatures really tell the story. 101 in Phoenix right now as well. This is the middle of the night in Phoenix. And also, Captain, the heat's coming up so quickly that it's in some of these places, it's actually 100 degrees even mm-hmm. before 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. So all through Northern California, Central and Southern California as well, extreme heat warnings. Be very careful out there.
Yeah, I've been in that kind of weather once out there when I was in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and I got the worst sunburn ever because I was only out on the tarmac for about 20 minutes, and I was as red as a beet when I got back in my truck. But anyway, we've got some severe weather tonight. I'm going to go up into the middle part of the country and bring it across. The southern part of Iowa, the northern part of Missouri, the central part of Illinois, which is I-70 coming across, and then in Indiana on I-70, and then moving across into, into Maryland along I-70, and Cincinnati, you're going to get some severe weather here in the next few minutes. If you haven't already seen it, you will. And these are severe thunderstorms, flood watches, and warnings all through there with a system of storms that's coming through. But in the meantime, going back down along I-10, folks, I-10 east of Hammond, Missouri, is nowhere you want to be for the next several hours, probably until the middle of the day. You've got flood watches, flood warnings, tornado watches and warnings starting up right about the Louisiana-Mississippi line on I-10 all the way across now into Crestview, Florida. You've got tornado watches, tornado warnings. You've got surge watches, surge warnings. Heavy rain is projected to move on up. It looks like it's pretty much going to follow the I-85 track up towards Atlanta and then continue that up towards the Carolinas before it turns out towards the ocean. But this is going to be a big-time rainmaker. Now, the winds are still 45 miles an hour. It still doesn't have a name. That could all change. It's not on shore yet, but it's getting very close, probably within the next hour or two before we go off the air. We'll be telling you that it's made shore in that area of the northern Gulf Coast. So, Kyle, people need to understand that this is a life-threatening storm.
That's exactly right, and you need to pay attention, too, of course, to any local directives
that
come out.
And it's because of the water. The water is what kills you.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And to have that much water, not only in falling from the sky, but also coastal flooding and so forth, that's huge.
Yeah, and if for some reason the power lines do go down and they land in the water, that complicates things.
Well, of course. That's exactly right. That's why, as you're talking about, Captain, if you can get out and you need to get out, it's time to get out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens there, but our thoughts and prayers go to them. And Frank will be reporting Monday, I'm sure, as to what went on. He said, let the games begin. That's the last thing he said to me last night. Let the games begin.
Wow. Yeah, he's in the middle of it. That's right.
He is right now. Yeah, right there where he's at. There's a tornado warning right over where he's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there you go. So I certainly hope everything will work out. Now, the Pilot and Flying J, folks, brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kyle, tell us real quick, about 30 seconds worth, what goes on there.
Well, folks, the Pilot and Flying J, of course, if you pull in and tell them that you're listening to the Captain's Program, you're definitely going to get that cup of coffee. But also, while you're there, don't forget to join the Drivers Club because you'll get rewards back for the fuel you buy and all the other stuff that you buy
yep.
at Pilot and Flying J.
All righty. Well, folks, guess what? We're going to get ourselves taken out here with a little bit more of the Big and Rich.
That's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddled up my horse, and I rode into the city.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.